facility out back would be called a
toilet.
Yeah. Have you heard any other names for that?
Yeah, pretty.
Okay. Would either of those terms be considered joking terms, or are they just standard neutral words?
Well, I guess in this age, I guess they would be used as joking terms. And yet I'm not really sure because of the number of people that are camping and what have you now. Mm-hmm. I think they're in use again in certain areas.
Right. You have your outhouse?
Yes.
Did you use that?
Yes. Sure did.
It was called the
outhouse.
Yeah. That was
totally
right, just a straight, standard, no frills word. Nothing funny or derogatory about it.
Nothing funny or derogatory about it. You just had to go to the toilet.
Okay. All right. Have you ever had any experience on a farm? You ever lived on a farm for any period of time?
Never, no more than just vacation in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, a bunch of questions about the farm I want to ask you about anyway. What about some of the buildings that you would, when you think of a farm, that'll come to mind? Typical buildings.
Well, you would think of the barn, the smokehouse, the tube shed. I guess those are just about the buildings other than the house itself and the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The word house, just for pronunciation, the plural of that, you say two.
Houses.
Okay. What about a building or part of a building on a farm that would be used for storing corn?
A crib.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Corn crib.
What kind?
Corn crib, I guess.
Okay. Is there another type of building that would be used for storing grain in general, not necessarily corn exclusively?
Well, I mentioned the barn, but then usually there's a modern thing now that hasn't always existed, I guess. A silo, I don't know what you're referring to.
Okay. What I had in mind, some people pronounce it granary, others granary. You familiar with that word?
Well, yes, I said granary.
Yeah. Now, what would that be for?
Well,
what would it look like?
A granary would be a place where the grain is stored. It's usually a cylinder-looking thing. It's usually tall with a corn-shaped top turned upside down.
Yeah, what you're describing, I think of as a silo. Is that
well,
the same
I guess
thing?
I guess so.
It's a granary and silo, pretty much the same.
I would assume so.
Okay. All right. This is a word we mentioned a minute ago, but the upper part of a barn where hay might be kept, that would be
the loft.
Okay. And after a farmer has cut his hay, what might he do with it if he doesn't want to bale it right away?
Stack it.
And you would call that the thing he stacks it into, that's a...
Haystack.
Yeah, okay. You ever seen those anymore?
No, I don't.
What you see nowadays, at least in my experience, are these roads.
You're right. Well, that's what I was about to say. You've got these machines now as it cuts it. It usually puts it in a bowl, not even a bale anymore.
Yeah. Do you have a name for small piles of hay that have been raked up in the field, not anything as big as a stack?
No, if it's not a bale, I don't know what else you're talking
about. Are you familiar with the word windrows? Okay. What about a shelter that you might use for...